All right, everyone. I believe we are live. we're doing a little different TSAR today, okay? There was no intro, but we'll get to that. Anyway, we have very exciting news today. Neuralink performed their first brain implant, and this was yesterday. They did this yesterday, and they said it went very well. It was successful. Elon actually posted on Instagram, yeah. He owns Instagram now, Sam. Isn't that crazy? No, he's the chief troll officer of Twitter, and he posted on Twitter that they did this yesterday and that it was successful. We do not know who that patient was, but the first product, and this is the one they implanted from what I believe, is called Telepathy. We don't exactly know what it does, who it was in. They did say, though, that the initial results show promising neuron spike detection, which basically says that it should be working, but they got to run more tests to make sure that's correct. Actually, sorry, this was 2 days ago. Elon posted yesterday. Neuralink, the first implant, was 2 days ago. So, yeah, this is really cool. I believe it was probably for medical use only, though, guys. I believe that's what these implants are for originally. And then they'll be, you know, maybe one day it will just be to have ChatGPT in your head. But I got to do the intro now that the main topic's over. Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-host is Sam.
Hello.
So, it's a new thing we're trying out, okay? The reason is because when people first click onto an episode, all they care about, right, is getting the information they came for. And when it's not live, they're not going to immediately realize it was live, and it's a whole thing. So that's why we're doing it a little differently. But let's play that intro. So, there you go. We got a lot of topics today. We also have some stock news. Wait, again, don't click away. This has to do with two of your favorite companies, Microsoft and Google, and we'll make it so you understand it. But let's not start with that. We have today's tech history ready to go. This one's pretty interesting. I'm excited about it. On this day in 2007, Windows Vista was released. That's 3 years before we were born. It's 3 years older than us. Can you believe that, Sam?
I'm young.
You are young. We both are young. Well, now you're 14, so it's crazy.
It's true.
Now Windows Vista. Windows Vista is 17. What's the funny thing, Sam?
So yesterday we were showing off the Magic Loops. This is the history fun fact I did for today.
I got that. Yeah, wait. Did, what happened?
So it accidentally did it on the 30th, not the 29th.
Got it.
And that was the fun fact.
Oh, pretty cool. I got one today. Okay, I forgot to tell you guys
this.
So I got one. I forget. It's in my Outlook email. I'll pull it up so you all can see. So yesterday, we made a magic loop to send me a tech history fun fact. So I got one. This is not the one. Okay, I don't see it. that's a little weird. I did get it, though. What happened? No, I did. I remember
is
being like,
oh,
I got it. Oh, it's in, I must have deleted it. I don't know why. But, oh, yeah, here it is. This is the tech fun fact. On January 30th, 2007, Microsoft officially released Windows Vista to the general public. This was the sixth version of the Windows operating system. Yeah, so I got it.
Wow.
See, the magic loop's working. Again, if you guys don't know what magic loop's, check out yesterday's episode. We'll talk a little more about it later, too. We got the subscriber count down in the bottom right. So when you subscribe, it will go up live, and if you comment in the live chat, we'll shout you out too. Like, subscribe, and share with a friend. All right. So let's get on to this stock news. So we had an earnings report today from two companies, Microsoft and Google. An earnings report is just when they say, hey, this is how much money we made, and hey, we're profitable, you know, and all the other good, juicy details to tell you how good a company is. Microsoft was the first one to do, or first, there was more than just two, but these are the two big companies. So Microsoft said, this is insane. They made $62 billion in quarter four of 2023. Okay, the last 3 months of 2023. Can you, $62 billion, okay? Analysts, the people that's jobs are just to tell if the stock's going to do well, thought that they were going to make $61.21 billion. They really did 62. Sadly, the stock's going down, though. Actually, let's see. Where is it right now? Yeah, it's slightly down, down 0.67%. Google released an earnings report, too. They made even more money, $86.31 billion, okay, in quarter four of 2023. And they were they're also profitable. Microsoft and Google are always profitable with a earnings per share, just how much profit they make per share of $1.64. So basically, if you own one share of Google, you're really entitled to $1.64 of the earnings, though you don't actually get that unless they pay a dividend, which is just money they send you for being nice. Okay, that's not true. But they don't pay a
for
dividend
for being nice.
For being nice, you know, because Sam, are you nice? Are you a good boy? Did you get gifts for Christmas?
No, I got cold.
Oh man, okay, you're not getting money then from Google. It's over.
Oh shucks.
That's what we're gonna have to say in T-Sarp. It's the non-naughty word. All right, let's get into our speed round. Let's see if I can do it fast, actually. I never do these fast. X Payments is becoming a reality in Nevada. That, if you didn't know, Nevada is that state in the bottom left of the U.S.
I live there.
You might have heard of Las Vegas. You probably haven't been there because you're a child and all it's known for is casinos and other things. So now X Payments is becoming a reality in Nevada. X received their money transmitter license. This was from Doge Designer on Twitter, who actually has met Elon, so maybe they're a reliable source, though we'll have to really check up on that, Sam, if you could do that. I didn't know that you have to have a license for transmitting money. I didn't know that.
That makes sense.
But it honestly makes sense. And yeah, so pretty cool. Maybe one day I'll be like, oh, Sam, you know, people say, oh, Venmo me, oh, Cash App me, oh, what's the other ones? Zelle? No one uses Zelle. And now you'll be like, oh, can you send me, I mean, maybe people will say X, but that will mean too many things because Twitter's trying to be this huge platform. If X is going to mean send me a payment and X is going to mean tweet and X is going to mean call because now you could call. I wonder what people are going to say. But yeah, so one day, or currently in Nevada, you can do it. I think. Maybe we'll have to ask people in Nevada.
I got a bit more info on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's allowed in 19 states, including Nevada now.
Including Nevada, Nebraska, Kansas, Virginia, Utah, Mississippi, Rhode Island, Arizona, Missouri, Georgia, Maryland, Michigan, New Hampshire, Iowa, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, Florida, and Wyoming. So if you're in one of those states, I guess you have it now. We're not. We're in New York. The great state of New York. We were talking about this the other day in our Discord server, which is linked in the description, and we have a bunch of other Discord servers too that we're partnered with. If you like Scratch, Scratch the coding language, we have a bunch. Let me send them all in the chat, and they're all great. Also, if you're looking for a new game studio, right, to find some games and stuff, we got a link to a server for that. So let me just send these out real quick. But yeah, so we'll have to ask someone that lives there, that lives in Nevada. I don't know anyone in Nevada, but maybe someone in our chat is from Nevada, but I don't think they are. All right, what other topics do we have today? Let's see, we got, this one is pretty exciting. We have SpaceX launches Northrop Grumman ship that carries cargo powered by SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket to the space station. All right, if you didn't know this, Sam probably didn't know this either. Okay, we live on Long Island, if you didn't know. New York. And Grumman, which used to be its own company, separate from Northrop Grumman, Grumman was its own company, and they used to have their main factory on Long Island, right by where we lived. I actually think it's like was next to our town or in our town or the town next to us. We say it all the time. I'm just trying to limit the amount of times we say what town we're in, you know, just for security reasons. But we say it enough. You'll hear it soon. But I don't know why I'm not saying it. But there you go. They used to be right here. But anyway, that ship carries cargo powered by SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, and they sent it to the space station. Apparently, we have, this was last night from what I know. Elon also tweeted about that. When doesn't he tweet? And we do have a little video of it from NASA, even though it was not NASA, it was SpaceX. But I'll show you a little bit of this video. Here you go. Oh, it was today. Okay. I lied. Oh, they can't hear you. Sam just said it was today. All right, so there you go. All right, Sam, speak. I think they should hear you. All right.
Can they hear me?
Yep, we got. Okay, you ready, guys? Let's watch this ship launch. Okay, wait, hold on, hold on. It's in space right now. Let me get. There you go. T minus three. There it goes. It's lifting off right now. Okay, no,
Whoa.
not right now. But there you go. That's the rocket we're talking about. It went to space. Don't you love space
I'm in it
rockets,
right now.
everyone? Sam and I and Steven watched a rocket launch over summer, and it was like so exciting. It was like we filmed an episode and then we posted it because we weren't doing them live that time. And I'm like, guys, guys, NASA's launching a rocket. And then we watched it. I think it was SpaceX though. So, yeah. All right, let's see what else we got. Instagram Threads triples downloads in December, reaching the top 10. X falls to number 23. 36, sorry, 36. Wow, okay, so I guess Threads did better than X in December. I don't know overall or if that's just December.
I think it's just December.
All right. If you didn't know, Instagram Threads is just Instagram's Twitter platform. Or you know what they made to combat Twitter, to be like, nah, we're gonna do better than you, Twitter. But maybe one day we'll see. We'll see them be at the top, but I'm not even on Threads. So you know it can't be at the top if Andrew Weir isn't on Threads. That's what we say.
That's true. Is it?
Yep, that's true. All right, TikTok tests a new feature that will bring TikTok shop links to more videos. Automatically identifies products in the platform's videos before offering a link to find similar products on the TikTok shop. I've used the TikTok shop more than you think I would have. I've ordered two things off there, and the only reason is because they offer incredible deals. Okay, I got like 40% off, and then the second purchase I made, I got like 30% off. It's incredible. There's also free shipping, so you can get some pretty cheap stuff. But you're not gonna find if you find an iPhone on there, okay, it's fake. You have to get products that are like from actual creators on the platform. So like say for instance, I ordered the and I, oh, we partnered with one of them, by the way. We did a partnership with one company called Elijah's Extreme Hot Sauce, and they're on TikTok and they're on the TikTok shop, and you can get great deals ordering their hot sauce from TikTok instead of on their website. So that's a great example. Anyway,
I need a
now.
game for that.
Yeah, Sam did make a game for that. And we played it. I don't know. You'll find it. It was probably the main topic. Oh, no, it might not have been. I can't remember.
I don't know.
All right, we also have oh yeah, well, let me elaborate on this. So, yeah, the feature would basically allow you to have it would have the shop links on more videos. Apparently, what it does is it's going to automatically identify when you have a product on there. So, say I'm holding up a Rubik's Cube, and that Rubik's Cube is on the TikTok shop. With AI, it will automatically identify that and put the link on the video, which is pretty cool. All right,
What if we
or.
sell our T-shirt mugs on there?
Oh, yeah, we should. Also, it's going to say find similar items on TikTok shop. So, because it probably doesn't know exactly if that is the one. So, it's going to say find similar. And then it's going to bring up a list of all the Rubik's Cubes on TikTok because it doesn't know if that's yours. So, pretty cool feature. And we should get the TikTok shop, the T-Sharp shop on TikTok. By the way,
The
link to the
T-Start
T-Sharp merch
TikTok
in the
shop.
description. We might have had sales. Let me check. I'm going to see if we've had sales. I don't think we have recently. I'm not saying we haven't
You
had
never
any
got
at
me a
all,
mug for my birthday.
but we didn't at all. Yeah, Sam, it was too late. You said that like 3 days before your birthday, and it probably w like it takes like a week to get here. So, yeah, but I'll put in an order at some point.
Thank you. At
All
some
right,
point.
At some point, if you're gonna order something, Sam, just let me know because it would be cheaper if we bought it together on shipping. So let me know.
Okay.
All right. Apple Card users earned more than $1 billion in daily cash in 2023. So this is very interesting because the Apple credit card has been doing very well. But also like so well that what's it called? What's the company? Well, it's not Wells Fargo. It's a huge one that
Yes, it
I'm.
is.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No. It's not Morgan Stanley. It's why can't I think of it? It's like a huge company that I really should know the name of. Big banks. Let me look up big banks.
Chase.
Wait, Goldman Sachs. I'm pretty sure it was Goldman Sachs. Let me see. Goldman Sachs, Apple. Apple, it comes up, but Goldman Sachs affiliated with Apple. Yes, okay, it was Goldman Sachs. It was so good, the Apple card with Goldman Sachs, that they had to. Goldman Sachs said, no, we can't do this anymore. Reason was, Apple had a feature to tell you how much you were going to spend on interest that people then weren't going into debt, meaning that Goldman Sachs weren't making money, or less people were going into debt. There were still people going into debt, but less, to the point that they weren't making enough money, so they pulled out of the deal. So now the card will still exist, but I don't think they've named a new bank that they're going to do it through. Anyway, here's an example of how it did so well. So many users were on there doing so well that they earned $1 billion in daily cash back in 2023. $1 billion. That's $1 billion that I think, I don't know if it was Goldman Sachs or Apple. I assume that was from Goldman Sachs, which is a great example of how they did not like this card. So that's why they pulled out. All right. Let's see. 2 days ago, the first, wait, we talked about this. It said 2 days too, and I just messed it up earlier. All right, by the way, I was reading the main topic, that's why I'm not saying it again. All right, I think we got a few more here. We got Yelp launches revamped feed with AI powered business summaries. That's pretty cool. Sam, do you use Yelp? Are you a Yelper?
I Yelped once.
Wow, what place was it for? Oh,
last year for my birthday. Yes, I think it was the escape room.
I'm remembering this now. Yes, it was. yeah, you did, and you rated them on Yelp, and you did something funny. I don't know if you rated them really good or really bad, but you did it in a funny way. But yes, I remember that. I've never done any Yelping, just so you know. But yeah, so now it's going to have a revamped feed. So all the business summaries that you get are AI powered. So you get the ones you want. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
All right, Pal World is the most purchased and played game currently on Steam. I wish Steven was here so that we could ask him about this, because I believe he's been playing Pal World. So maybe tomorrow we'll ask him how that's going and a little about the game. But yeah, it's a new game on Steam that was launched maybe 2 weeks ago now. And it's the most played and most purchased game. Incredible. All right, Fortnite is playtesting Chapter 5 Season 2 now. Like, is that a public beta playtest? Interesting. Fortnite playtest. I need to know how I get in there.
I assume it's just for, beta playtesters.
It's probably. Add playtesters in the playtesters. Yeah, I wish I was on that list. Sam, how do we get T-Sarp on that list? When is Chapter 2? Or Chapter 5 Season 2? Do you know?
Let's look it up.
Yeah, let's look it up. I haven't been playing Fortnite here at all.
Neither have I.
So maybe at some point. Yeah. By the way, Ultra Zap's been to Las Vegas. Look at that. Crazy. I never have. Maybe one day. I live in the great state of New York. Why would I ever go to Las Vegas?
Friday, March 8th.
Oh,
Friday,
March 8th.
Right before the hackathon.
The hackathon's March 15th, so right before. And then right after that, I believe, is Steven's birthday. Pretty cool. All right, and I believe that is all our regular news for today. We already talked about the earnings. I'll update you on that. Currently, Microsoft is still down. Google down about 4.5%. Microsoft down 1.2. So when he was a toddler, Ultra Zap went. Not now. And he also said, "I've been to New York too." He's been to New York too.
Why didn't you visit us?
New York City, NYC. No one goes to New York and then doesn't go to New York City. They're not like, guys, I'm going to Albany. Albany, New York. Which some people think that New York City is the capital in New York. No, why would that be? It's Albany, the great place of Albany, which I've been once, and it's a horrible place. No offense to Albany.
you know my favorite place in New York City?
Where? NASDAQ.
Times Square.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there.
Because you've been there. Ultra Zap did go to the not New York City part of New York, Niagara Falls, which is not nowhere near.
Oh, I forgot that
New
existed.
You forgot about Niagara Falls?
It just, yeah.
Wow. but yeah, Sam and I have been to Times Square on a billboard twice. Sorry, just had to flex that. But yeah, pretty cool. And regular New York, too. Okay, what is... Please explain, what does regular New York mean to you? So you've been to Niagara Falls, which I would clarify.
That makes sense.
Niagara, so regular New York to me would be Niagara Falls, Buffalo, Syracuse, Long Island. Long Island isn't a town. Long Island is an island. Okay, so like the beautiful town where we live. That's regular New York to me. He just says regular New York is just not Niagara Falls. All right. yeah, the reason I bring this up is just because so many people are like, oh, I've been to New York. But like they've really only been to New York City, which is the like most... Like, it's the smallest percentage of New York you can get, and is totally different from the rest of the state. But it is the best part. Okay, I live on Long Island. I enjoy going into the city. I wish I did it more, though. I only go in probably, like, 3 to 4 times a year. Now, I've been in 3 times in the last, like, 4 months, which is, like, a record for me. It's incredible. Oh, no, it's more. It's, like, 4 times. I've been there a lot recently. Okay, let's put it that way. All right, so... should we do this? I'll do this real quick. So we have I want to go over a magic loop I made. Again, if you want to sign on to Magic Loops, the AI platform, you can just go to magicloops.dev is the website. And yeah, it's an AI platform, and I'll show you a little bit of what it does. So I have a bunch of things I've made here. One of them is a GimKit. Okay, but my API keys were at the top, but luckily it didn't show all of them, so it should be good. Probably shouldn't have said that it was there, but yeah. Okay, it was, but I don't think it showed the whole thing, so I think I'm good. But anyway, this is my magic loop, and basically what it does is at the start, as you can see, every time it's Wednesday at 2:05, okay, it says it gets the weather from San Francisco. No, it doesn't. What it does is it gets the items in the GimKit item shop. As you can see, these are the current items. Pretty cool. We have the cosmetic, sticker pencil. Okay, it has the cost and a bunch of other data. So then you scroll down, and it uses ChatGPT to make a tweet about it. Okay, pretty cool. And then it continues on, and then it uses code to... Oh, God, API keys again. To get all the API keys strained out. Why are they all throughout this thing? They really got to make a better way to not show off the keys. And then it basically sends it off to Twitter and says, boom, post this tweet that we made about the GimKit item shop and the items that just got posted. And then it sends an email to me saying it was posted. And then every day, now on Wednesday, when I go over to our new Twitter account that needs updated art that I thought Steven was working on, but I'm not sure if we have it, it's going to post, and it's going to say, look at this, GimKit shop, new post every Wednesday featuring the latest GimKit item shop. This post down here was made by that magic loop. It posted it, and it has the newest, some of the items, and it will do that every Wednesday, which is pretty cool. That's my magic loop. Go get signed up for magic loops. It's awesome. Oh. You get 5,000 free credits, and those credits last you a very long time. I'll tell you how much credits it takes to run that loop that I made. It takes, let's see, 23 credits. So if you wanted to make the loop I just made and then run it, you could run it, quick math, 5,000 divided by 23, I'm using a calculator. You could run it 217 times for free. 217 wow. times. Okay, that would last you, how many weeks are there? 52. That would last you 4 years if you wanted to make the loop I made with 5,000 credits for free. After that, you do have to pay for it, though. But there you go. Pretty awesome. Oh, if you give them feedback, though, if you, like, set up a meeting with them, I believe they have a thing on their site for this. You set up a meeting, and you give them feedback on things you like and don't like, they will give you free credits. So, yeah, they're really awesome company. Yes, Sam?
You should set up a meeting with them saying that you think they should hide API keys.
Yeah, I should. Well, I can just message them on Discord. They have a Discord, too. Here, I'll share that one. Actually, I think I'm supposed to share that. No. Well, I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm going to share it anyway. I'm not supposed to share it. I just don't know if I'm, like, supposed to share it. There you go. There's the link. That's their Discord. You can join. The founders are in there. Oh, also, if you want them to make a loop for you, there's a channel in that Discord called Make My Loop, and you can tell them exactly what you want, and they will make it for you. Don't even need to do it. Amazing website. Great customer service. Great everything. So go sign up, because it's awesome. All right, before we sign off, everyone, like, subscribe, and share with a friend. All right.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, Sam.
So In Brackets ends on Friday, and I'd just like to mention that I'm winning by 2 against Steven's window wiper sim.
I gotta take a look at this. Actually, I don't know if people outside send. Okay, thank you, Sam. All right, I got the link to In Brackets. This is the game jam that T-Sarp does not run, though I kind of run sometimes. Not this time, though. But it's just like a... the town we live in, which I won't mention, place. It's a thing for that. Anyway, yeah, so Sam, you're winning with Frostball, right?
Yes,
with 29.2% against Steven with 5 votes, 20.8%, against me with 2 votes, 8.3%. I'm doing so bad. Can someone go vote for me? Mine's really cool. Winter Storm. So yeah, I'll send the link in chat too. Oh, God, I clicked ending. No, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, guys. all right, let me get the link, and then we'll sign off. Well, thank you all for watching. Hopefully, we will see you back here tomorrow for some awesome more tech news. There's the link in chat. Go vote, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.